Blog Talk Radio.
J C S Hey. We gon' praise God on this one. And yes, we're cool room records. The mob, where you at? First one, here we go. Hey.
Every day I'm watching on the TV about a robbery, killing story.
Welcome to Let's Talk Real Talk. It's a pleasure to be on the airwaves one more time, the opportunity to just come and share with you with my, well, one of my besties, my lovely Caroline. You there? Hello? Yes, lovey, I'm here. Oh, praise God. I'm excited today because, lovey, what's happening is that I'm getting a lot of inboxes through Facebook. We are being under the attack. And I truly believe that we're being under the attack because God is about to do something. I have to strongly believe that God is about to do something awesome. And yeah. I will not be moved, no matter what my eyes see. That's what we're going to just focus on today. no matter how, what the attack is, God is able. That's how I'm viewing things. That's how I'm pushing my way through. Glory be to God. Thank you for coming on, babe. I appreciate it. I know you have a lot of other things going on, but I thank you for just sticking there with me. Glory be to God. We family.
Amen. 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 Yeah, it is an awesome privilege to be able to just to get on airwaves, you know, and continue to do the will of God in spite of what our circumstances are, or in spite of what we're going through. And as you said, yeah, we are under attack. But you know, the awesome thing about that is that the victory is already won. And so what we have to do is what we are going to do. We're going to press through and persevere. We're going to endure through every situation, giving God praise in all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. All right. We ready to pray in?
Yeah, we are.
Hallelujah. Well, I don't hear my niece back there.
Is she back there? She's right here with me.
Okay, all right now. Hey, darling. All right. Okay, now. All right. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We bless you. You're such an awesome God, and we just give you glory, and we give you honor. Father, we give you praise. We know that you are Jehovah Jireh. We know that you are our provider. We know that you are Jehovah Nisi. You watch over us. You are our banner. We know that you are Jehovah Gabor. You go before us, God. You are the one who fights the battle for us. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are El Shaddai. We thank you, oh God, that you are the one who sits high and the one who looks low. We thank you, oh God, that even, Father God, when we are going through our circumstances and situations, God, that you are still on the throne. And so we give you glory and we give you honor. We give you praise, God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you just cover the airways. Holy Spirit, have your way. Do what you want to do through us, your vessels. We will speak what you tell us to speak, and we will not speak whatever it is that you have not told us to speak. We stand on your word, God. We thank you for your presence. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your blood, and hallelujah, we thank you that your blood still works. And so in all things, God, in all things, not some, hallelujah, but in all things, God, we give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. We pray for every person that is on that line tonight. I pray that they are encouraged, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that whatever has been taken from them, God, in their spirit, whatever is heavy on them in their spirit, Father God, that there's a release in the atmosphere, Father God, and that the spirit of heaviness and oppression and depression is lifted in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God. We give you glory. Holy Spirit, welcome. Holy Spirit, welcome. Holy Spirit, welcome. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes, yes, amen. Amen. When I got up this morning, the Lord was just ministering to me, loving, and he was just speaking to me about his people, and he was like, saying to me that some of them are on the verge of giving up and some of them want to throw in the towel. But tonight, I want to just hope that this show will encourage the people of God to just hold on. Hold on, because before every promotion, before every blessing comes, there's always that test. And some of us are just in the midst of a test. And yes, we are sometimes as Christians, we're going through for our own decisions, but some of us are just in the midst of a test. And we might be going through to the point where we are so perplexed. We are so confused. We are pressed on every side. I know for a fact that this last couple of months has been one of the hardest. I'm not going to say it was the hardest of my life because I've been through so much. But you know what? I came through that, so I know that God is going to bring me through this also. He will never abandon us. He'll never leave us. So when he gave me the scripture that I will not be moved, when he gave me that scripture, I was like, wow, that's the show right there. I'm going to text you and see how you felt about it. And then when I got that text back with confirmation, because you normally have to have that confirmation from each other so that we can flow in the spirit. God is so good. I don't know what he gave you, lovey, but I know that he gave me a few things just to share, that we are going to go through opposition. We are going to feel pressure. We are going to sometimes be perplexed. But you know what? He's our way out.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the scripture. I don't know what scripture he gave you, because I know he gave me 1 Corinthians. And one of mine starts at 16:9, and we'll get there in a few. I don't know if you want to stop first or you want me to go forth and start.
Go ahead, Lovey. Uh-huh.
All right. I have two different scriptures. Yeah, you want me to go ahead? Okay. 2 Corinthians 4:7-10 is my main focus. And it really something that really blew my mind that I picked up in the spirit when I was just like reading it. I am so grateful for the Holy Spirit. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, strike down, but not destroyed. That word right there is to destroy. God will not permit us to be destroyed, no matter what we are going through. These four statements are really, really important in that scripture, in that verse. It says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Pressure will not defeat us. The word pressure, just imagine when you're making wine and you put the grapes in and you know you're pressing to get the juice out the grapes, and or if you're in a big crowd and the crowd is just getting bigger and you're just pressing your way through. We sometimes get pressed on every side. It's not always an everyday occurrence, but sometimes the enemy comes in like a flood. I mean, you just got over one thing, and all of a sudden, there's another thing. But guess what? Each thing that you got over is making you stronger to handle the next step, the next episode. You don't realize it because the first one, you were a little weak. You're a little worn. You'd be like, I can't believe this. You know, I can't believe this. I felt pressure. Then he got you through that. And then all of a sudden, there's another thing. Might be finance. Recently, I thought I was covered with my finance, and something just occurred that knocked my finances out the box. It brought a state of confusion to me. And I'm like, what? What's going on here? I thought I was set with that. So now I'm pressured. I'm pressured because I have the building to take care. I have the my household to take care. I have things that I have to do, so the pressure is on. I'm pressed on every side. Listen, and now I don't know what to do. What should I do, God? Now I have to rely on God. I have to rely and trust him to get me out of my financial situation. But I don't know about you guys that are listening, and I just know that God is able, that every time that I'm hit with a bill, and I don't know how that I'm going to do it, and I feel that pressure, and I said, listen, God, I told God, this is your house. The church is your house. You gave them to me. I know that you're able. So he'll meet that need right there. So now the pressure is not that great on me anymore. So now another thing will happen, but we are not crushed. We are not like the grapes. I'm gonna see my way out. I can see my rear clearly when God keeps doing each thing and paying each bill. Now, he doesn't do it for me. I don't know about you. He doesn't pay everything off, but each time that there is a need, he meets it. So that helps me with the pressure that I'm going through. Sometimes, man, life hits you so hard that throws you off when you are in a state of confusion. And I know people say confusion is from the devil, but we as Christians, we sometimes get perplexed. He says we're perplexed, but not in despair. Sometimes we just don't know where to go or what to say. Life just came in and gave us a curveball, just like I said with my finances, and I don't know what to do. Circumstances can come in your life that throws you off, but God is still there. Jesus went through so much. God is still there. We might be confused, but God is not confused. And that's the time where when we are perplexed, when we are confused, where we don't know what to do, is the time to stand still and talk to the Lord and get wisdom. That's why we should, in all you're getting, get an understanding. We need an understanding of what's the next step to do. Because listen, prayer balls do happen. But I have the resource. We talked about the Holy Spirit on last week when we were talking about our divine helper. He is there to counsel us when we feel perplexed. Because when we are perplexed, you sometimes get discouraged. And that's when you happen to know that you can tap into the Holy Spirit. You know, there's another one. When you start out to do something for God, there's opposition. You always incur opposition. People always the naysayers and how can you do that? You know, you shouldn't do this. When I was moving to Rockton or the church, you know, people said, why are you moving so far out? But the Lord told me to do it. And I got persecuted for it. But you know what? It says opposition will happen. It says we are persecuted, but we are never abandoned. People want to try to persuade you to get you out the will of God. You're gonna have people pushing you this way, or people who are not gonna encourage you, who are not gonna build you, who are not gonna support you, who are gonna make a mockery of you sometimes, who are gonna talk about it on your back, who is gonna give you indirect. You know what an indirect is, right? An indirect is someone maybe over the dining room table or at work, they're giving you a lip about something, but they're not actually talking to you. They're just saying it out loud to someone else. I get indirect a lot, and that's persecution. Anytime that you set out to do a great work for the Lord, you will be persecuted. You'll be people will try to sway you. You will have enemies, but you got to hold tight. And you got to know that God will open the doors of opportunity, and they'll swing right open, and you just got to walk through them. He's there. He's always there. So we will get opposition. We're going to just stand still and wait for direction from the Lord. That's some of the things that he asked me to share today, that we're going to feel pressured. We're going to feel confused. There will be opposition. There's going to be people who are going to try to talk us out of things that we know that God says. We're going to get hit hard sometimes, but we will not be destroyed. We're going to be struck down, but not destroyed. I don't know about you, there's times, Pastor Keisha, where there's things that happen in my life and Lovey, where I feel like I don't want to go on. I really feel struck down. I'm like perplexed, pressure, confusion, everything hits me. Like, I can't believe, did she just say that? Did that just happen? I can't believe what's going on here. I am destroyed. And you know what happens? The enemy uses people that you know, that you love, to hit you hard. You know why? The reason is, if a stranger hits you, you're going to be like, okay. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know me. But if your loved one hits you up, come on, you're going to feel like empty. You're going to feel if your best friend turn on you, if your best friend walk away, if your spouse says something about you, if the person that you are engaged to or looking to get married to say something, your mom says something to you, that is going to be words of trying to destroy you. The enemy is always constantly using your loved ones to sucker punch you. I know he does it to me. And sometimes it hits hard. They strike me down, but they can't destroy me. Most of us can handle, like I say, moderate trouble, moderate words. But there's some words that people use or some lies that is being told about you that you just can't believe. You'll say to yourself, wait, was I on the same planet? Were we in the same room? Were we in the same church? But it's all a setup. It's all a test to see where you're going to stand so you can go from level to level to level. And, you know, I preached this on Sunday. When you get through one thing and one thing hits you and you go to just look at it as a stairway, and you go to that level, then something else comes and hits you. It might be worse than it was on the first step, but you recognize now, wait, this is worse than last week, but I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Why? Because I took my lesson, and I took things that I've learned from the first step to the second step, and you go on and up and up. And as you hit the top plateau, you realize, like, everything is coming in, but you're stronger. You can handle things better. You become like a duck. You know why? Because on the first plateau, God will strengthen you and building you for the second plateau. Then it hits you again for the third plateau. So what I can say is you're going through this, all this, for preparation for something that God has in store for you. So what we got to do is I will not be moved. I will not be moved by my circumstances. I will not be moved by what people say. I will not be moved by my emotions, because I know sometimes I can get emotional. And if you're moving in your emotions, you will not get where God wants you to get. You have to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put the whole armor, because you know that you're going to get some opposition. You know the enemy is going to throw the fiery arrows at you. You know that it's going to come. So you should always be dressed for success. You should always be prepared for the wiles and the schemes and the tactics of the enemy, because he's coming. He's coming because he knows in the spiritual realm, he sees more than you, because we are natural creatures, but he is a spiritual creature, and he sees the things that God has prepared for you. So his job is to stop and try to block you, to try to eliminate you before you can get to where God is taking you. So he'll use your finances. He'll use the opinions of others to hit you a strong blow. You might be struck down, but God will never permit him to destroy you. Just remember Job, and I know that people use this scenario all the time. And you know what? I wish that sometimes when trouble hits me, I can have that mentality right away, just to praise God. The first thing I do is become perplexed. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. The second thing that happens is anxiety might come, and I have to cast it down. So therefore, I have to wait on the Lord. I have to be confident that I cannot go by what I see. Because when you go by what you see in the natural, you will take that towel and say, forget it. But you can't. You got to hold tight. Sometimes it's like storming outside, storming. But you know what? Jesus is with you. Remember when he was in the boat asleep, and when he spoke to the storm and the wind and the rain, it stopped. God can say one word into your life, and it can change things around. But we have to go through, and we cannot want to get out the fire before he makes us. We are being made. We are being perfected. We are going to come out as pure gold as we can stand the test in order to be blessed. We got to know that our Father will not permit Satan to do anything to harm us. We will not be destroyed. Don't matter what it looks like. Don't matter what the flesh is saying. Don't matter what the enemy is saying. God is right there. When you go through the waters, when you go through the fires, I'll be with you. When you go through that water that you think that you're going to drown, you're not going to drown. Because you got to know who you are and whose you are. When we get our identity straight, when we know who our Father is, and I gave the antidote on Sunday. I said, do you know my drummer cannot come up in my house, Lakeisha, go in my refrigerator and drink my apple juice or drink my orange juice and come in my room and lie in my bed? This is not his home. I am not his mama. But my daughter can go in my refrigerator. Come on. She can drink my apple juice. She steals my stuff when she's rid of it. I said, my son be taking my stuff. You know why they're confident that they can take my stuff and come in my room and just want to take over? Because they know who they are and whose they are. They know that I am their mother and they are my children. And that's how we all should be with the Lord, knowing who we are and who we are. We can cry, Abba, Father. And because our dad is not moving at the appointed time that we feel he should move, he's behind the scenes taking care of us just as we take care of our children. Just as our children know that they can depend on us, we got to learn to depend on God. It sometimes seems so painful. I know sometimes it feels that you can't go on, but you must push your way. You must be like the grapes so you can produce what you need to produce. The grapes produce wine. God is producing fruit in you. He's trying to get you to the next level, but it's up to us to hold tight, not to let the pressure take us out or down, but to be encouraged to know that God is on our side. I know it. I'm making it sound easy, but I know it's not always easy. But if we remember that we belong to God, that all things will work together for the good of those who love him. And when I say love him, you know what? I'm not saying that you're going to dot every I and cross every T, because we all make mistakes. But God looks at your heart, and not saying that for you to do what you want to do. I'm talking about when you do something where there's quick repentance, and you say, Lord, I didn't mean to do that. And you turn, you know that your heart is geared towards God. The Bible tells me that God's eyes are through and flow throughout the earth. Through and flow throughout the earth, looking to see whose heart is geared towards him. When your heart is geared towards God, man, there's nothing that he will withhold from you. As long as your heart is geared towards him, not geared towards your being popular, being known and well known, but geared towards God and geared to his kingdom and about being kingdom builder. Or kingdom building, I should say. He's going to work your situations out. No matter what it looks like. We just came from some things that I don't believe that I'm still standing. But I'm still standing because of who I am. I belong to God. And when you belong to God, you will go through. And not all your life that you're going to have hard times, because sometimes you have some sunshine. The light comes in. But as long as you're in this flesh and we have an adversary, you're going to encounter trouble. But God is our present help in the time of trouble. That's what he wanted me to relay to the people today. I am your help. If you can just remain strong, I am not harming you. I have a plan and a future and a hope not to harm you. It does not matter how it feels. Don't go by your emotions. Stand on my promises. Stand on my word, and I'm going to see you through. Day by day, each moment, I'm right there. Every situation, I know before it happens. I'm your God, and you can cry, Abba, Father. Lovey, you can add?
Amen. Praise God. I was just getting in it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was just getting in it. Just listening, just getting in. Praise God. What an awesome word. I'm telling you, that was, praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, that was really that, God is, he's so amazing. And, you know, he wants us to know, like you said, he does want us to know that we can turn to him. And what the Holy Spirit was showing me just now is that, you know, when we were in the world and we went through some things, how did we drown our sorrows? Or how do we deal with our pain? Or how do we deal with our hurt? We were addicted to things, whether we were addicted to people, whether we were addicted to Pepsi, whether we were addicted to, you know, sometimes people, when they get, you know, when we get in our emotions or we go through some things, you know, we having a tough time of it, what we do is we like to, sometimes, you know, some people would eat ice cream or watch a movie. Well, it was certain things that we were addicted to, you know, drugs, men, partying, clubbing, whatever. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, we need to get addicted to God. You know why? Because when we get addicted to God, when we go through some stuff, we don't turn to the things of the world. We need to turn to him. And so if we are addicted to God, whatever it is that we go through, whatever it is that we experience, we will turn to the master. We will call out Abba. We will call out our Father who art in heaven. And we know that he hears us because we know that we have a personal intimate, not just any kind of relationship with him, but a personal, intimate relationship with him. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, listen, if we would just learn how to open our mouth and praise him, because see, praise is the key. Some people don't understand. Praise is a key. It will remove that. And it's not just the anointing. The praise along with it, it brings out the anointing that God has placed in us. And it breaks the yoke. And it tears some things down. It will take us to a place where we are resting. And God comes down. He dwells in the atmosphere of praise. And when we lay it all out to God, God, you know I need it. And I was talking to him and say, look, Jesus, you know what's going on. I know what's going on. I don't know what else to do. I have done everything that I can do. And the Lord said, praise me. Just keep on praising me. Just keep on declaring my word. Just keep on teaching the people as I teach you. Just keep on working it out, walking it out. Just keep walking it out. And I said, okay, God, that's what you tell me to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. And so you know what? What happens is when we go through things sometimes, we get so bowed down with heaviness in our spirits that we can't even open up our mouths. We have got to learn how to command our souls, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Because the Bible says that God will never leave us nor forsake us, because we are his children. We are the apple of his eye. Do you think that God brought us out of that mess from out of the world to bring us to where he at now just to leave us? Oh, no, that's not the kind of God he is. He is an awesome God, and he loves us in spite of what we go through. And so my scripture that the Lord has been placing in my heart, in my spirit for the last couple of days is, be ye steadfast. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so in spite of what I go through, you know, God is not going to just give us a finance and he don't provide the finance for us to get to the other side of town or the other city or the other country. He's not going to do that. He's not going to tell us to build something and he's not going to provide the things that we need to have, you know, the facility built. He's not going to put us in a place only for us to be without. That's not the kind of God he is. He wants to see, can we praise him in spite of, can we praise him? See, it's easy to praise him when everything is good. It's easy to praise him. It's easy to do all that. And I just thought a lesson about that not too long ago, a couple of days ago. It's easy to praise God when everything is in check, when the refrigerator is full, when the bills are paid, and we ain't got nothing to worry about. It's easy to praise him then. But can we praise him when things are not going right? Well, can we praise him when we're not sure how we're going to pay that next bill? Can we praise him when we're not sure when we're going to get that gas money from to get to work the next day? Can we praise him when we don't have the money to take care of our children? Can we praise him when we're in a valley? See, that's what God wants to know. Can we speak life and not death? That's what he wants to know. He wants to know, can we wake up in the morning and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Can we wake up in the morning and say, the Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Can we wake up and dance like David did while we going through? That's what God wants to know. And so we have to move from that state of being where we, you know, and I know everybody goes through different things. Yes, I understand that, and I understand everybody. We are not all in the same place. But listen, the enemy would love for us to stay at a place where we always have to be pushed. Sometimes, hey, we got to move from that. We got to learn how to tell ourselves, you know what? The word of God is in me. It's planted in me. And as long as I can wake up in the morning and give God glory, I'm going to give God glory. We can encourage people all day long. But if we don't learn how to encourage ourselves, when your friends turn on you, when your family turn on you, when your church people turn on you, who do you have left standing? We have God standing with us. He is beside us. And all of heaven is backing us up. And so we need to stop learning how to wait for other people to push us. We have to learn how to encourage ourselves. And I know the struggle is real. Yes, it is. The struggle is real for a whole lot of us. But as long as we can open up our mouth, as long as we can breathe breath, because the Holy Spirit wakes us up in the morning with a fresh breath of life. And so as long as we can breathe, we need to be blessing God. We need to be praising God. in spite of the circumstances. And we get so mixed up by looking at what's going on in the natural when God said, I want you to see what's in the supernatural. I want you to see that blessing that I'm about to be released to you. I want you to see it. But in order for us to see it, we got to learn how to open up our mouth and declare things. I declare that I'm healed. I declare that my needs are met. I declare that my entire family is saved. I declare that souls are saved. You understand what I'm saying? And so when we go through some things, we can't allow it to knock us down. We have to be unmovable. We have to be steadfast, standing on the word of God. Stand up. Why are we going to stand on the word of God? Because he is the only one who honors his word. He is the only one who is faithful. He is the only one who doesn't turn his back on us. He is the only one that we can trust. He is the only one that spoke life into from the beginning and the beginning of the world. Because so listen, if he can speak life then, he can speak life now. And so what God wants to know is we're sitting in church every Sunday, but we can't speak life. When we leave the church, what are we leaving? When we leave the church, are we taking the word? When we leave the church, are we just there just to say we're there? And then when Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday comes, we don't know what to do. We can't even find the word. But when we get to church on Sunday, we got a whole lot of word. God wants to know, can we praise him when it's not light, camera, and action? He wants to know, can we praise him when everything is not going the way that we want it to go? And so in this hour, there is a spirit of heaviness. People are wanting to give up. But allow me to help you out. If God brought you from where you are now, from where you were to where you at now, there is a purpose. There is a plan. What we have to do is learn how to stand on the trust, to stand on the word of God, because he will not lie. He will not forsake us. And so when things start coming my way, yes, I have to press my way through. I have to press my way through. Because what the Lord allows me to do, he allows me to see where I came from to where I am now. And so you know what that right there, that's a hallelujah right there. And so I look at it like this. What we're experiencing now, oh, baby, that's a piece of cake. Is that all you got? Okay, so let's keep it moving. I see you on here being, you know, over here trying to distract me. I see you over there trying to distract me, but you know what? God is able. He is able. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could have asked or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In who? Who is in us? Jesus Christ is in us. He is in us. And so because his Holy Spirit dwells in us and lives in us and moves in us, the Bible says it is in him that we live, we move, and we have our being. And because I know that he breathes on me, when I breathe out, I'm breathing out life, because I understand that life gives life. And so as God gives me life, I'm speaking life to whatever is dead prematurely in my life. You understand what I'm saying? And so there, we have to keep on pressing. We have to keep on moving. We can't allow the enemy to have a field day because we're going through some things. We can't allow the enemy to have a field day because people tripping. People going to trip all the time. I mean, look at Judas. He was tripping back in the day with Jesus. And so when people start tripping on us, why do we trip out even more when our master went through it? He went through the persecution. People turned their backs on him. And you know what? Yes, I imagine that hurt him, that his own that he created did that to him. So when people start doing those things to us, the Bible tells us, let me find my word. Let me find my scripture, because I want to make sure. There it is right there. This is my word that I try to keep in my heart. One of it. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So when foolishness start coming my way, that's what I'm saying. Whatsoever, bye, Felicia. Whatsoever, bye, Felicia. Whatsoever, bye, Felicia. Hello, Holy Ghost. Thank you for watching over me. Thank you for giving me the word to say. Thank you for planting your word in my spirit, because from this point on, I'm speaking the word of God. I'm declaring the word of God, because I understand that I'm going through a trial right now, and the least little thing that I say out of my mouth that is not of God, that can hinder my blessing, and I'm not about to have my blessings hindered. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
So loving, you're basically saying, well, this is what Paul wants us to see. He says, yes, I'm facing trouble every day. And sometimes I'm despaired at my own life. I feel despair. I'm under pressure all the time. I can get confused. People will attack me. Sometimes I get knocked down in life. But when the power of Christ show up to help, I have the victory. I'm going to praise my way through. Right?
Yes.
I'm going to praise my way through. Now, I'm going to praise my way through not because I'm not having problems. I'm going to praise my way through because I know who can handle my problems.
That's
Is that
right.
what you're basically saying?
That's right. That's right.
In the midst of my going through, God, my problems might seem big, but I have a bigger God. So, yes, I'm not saying that I'm not going to be perplexed. I'm not saying that I'm not going to have trouble. But in the midst of this storm, I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow.
That's right.
Because
anyhow.
I know this is just a test. This is just another situation to make me strong, to bring me to maturity. And yes, lovey, yeah, girl, let me tell you something. I have no confidence in man. Can I tell you? Let me tell you, I've been through the storms. But you know what? I have confidence in the God, in the man. See, I'm going to trust God as he leads me to trust people that I can open to. Because as you say, certain people will turn their backs on you. People that say they love you, man, they will storm on you. They'll change on you like day and night. One day you text them and you think that they're going to come on sweet. The people, like you feel them evil spirits. Like, why are you texting me? People can change on you. Lovey, I talk about you because me and you always have good conversations. And if I'm not having a good day, you know, I said, Lovey, I'm holding on. So you know, right? But people can say they love you, Lovey, and they can make posts about you. They can do things to hurt you. I know I see it all the time. Come on now. So people, you can't trust. But God, you can trust. So in the midst of your going through, in the midst of the storm, keep your head up and keep praising. Sometimes you got to be determined. This is what I'm hearing you saying. Sometimes when you see all the mess around you, because you're looking around, there goes mess. There goes they're acting up. Your pastor can act up. Pastors are not exempt. Your apostles are not exempt. Prophets are not exempt. Evangelists are not exempt. Teachers are not exempt. Your mama ain't exempt. Do you hear me? Because the enemy can come in and you, anybody that's open, and God will permit it. God will permit these things to happen, not to hurt you, not to destroy you, but to bring you to a place where you can receive what he has for you.
Right. Amen.
I am in the lion's den. You can say that, but the lion's mouth are closed.
That's right.
I am in the fiery furnace, but I don't see three. I see four. Come on. Hallelujah. God is with me, and I'm going to interrupt Pastor Keisha so she can do a little interjection here, and she can do a little, say a little something.
Amen.
I don't know. Amen, girl. Amen. Pastor Keisha, you want to ask or say a little something?
Amen.
Amen.
We all been through and we all seen some crying nights, some hopeless days. We all experienced some Job experiences, guys. But I have learned that through it all, we have to press forward into God's presence, because it's God's presence and God will give us the strength to make it through every trial and every tribulation that we face on a daily basis. Now, what I learned is that when we press forward, like we know with the woman with the issue of blood, she had a lot of, as we know, she had a crowd.
Yes.
She had to push through the crowd. She had to push through even what people will say about her by even touching Jesus. So she pushed through the negativity. She pushed through even the lies. And the enemy said, you're not going to get delivered. You're not going to get healed. You've been dealing with that issue for 13 years. You've been suffering for X amount of years. She had even probably pushed through her own insecurities of, maybe it won't change. But the point is, she pushed through everything, every obstacle, everything that was sent her way. And she said, if I just touch
cut the hem of his garment.
I know I will be whole in the name of Jesus. And she pushed through no matter what. And what Jesus said, who touched me?
Yeah, there's a touch of faith.
There's a touch of faith because she had an expectation. Yes, I may have went through. Yes, I may have suffered. Yes, maybe I spent all my money to see the witch doctors or the doctors and I never got healed. But guess what? I know that this man, he can do it because his name is Jesus. If he did it for one, he can do it for me. So we have to understand that we have to press through everything that is sent our way. That the devil will try to throw everything at us in the kitchen sink. He will bring discouragement. He'll bring doubt. Like my mother said, he'll use people to make you feel discouraged and make you feel hopeless and that you don't want to go on. But we have to push through in the name of Jesus because we have a God who is large and in charge. We have a God who can do the impossible. We have a God who is with us. He said he's close to the brokenhearted and those who are down in their spirit. We have to know who he is. As my mother said, just don't know who you are, but know who you belong to. And my Father is Daddy, and he will take care of me. If he gave me Christ Jesus, what more would he do for me and his precious name? And Jesus is all that we need. Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. Jesus is the gift that will give us the strength, the patience, the peace, the endurance to endure all that we go through. So we have to understand that through it all, there is hope. Through it all, we will come through as pure gold in the mighty name of Jesus. We will be better people, and God will come through like never before. He is sometimes when we go through tests and trials. Like my mother said, I know I went through a good couple of years, and don't forget that long suffering.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he went through years.
Years of long suffering.
Years of long suffering. Deal with a court case, two court cases. Deal with me and a loved one going to jail. I endured a lot. There's a lot of persecution. And even people say, I know the word of God says that, you know, David, when he said, you will not put me to shame. But even when it seems like God has put you to shame. Even when it seems like God has, it seems, the devil makes it seem that God has set you up for failure. You know that devil is a lie, and that is not true, because God has a hope in the future for us to know it's a hurt or harm us. It's just a process. It may seem that it's for your bad. It may seem that it's nothing good going to come out of it, but that would mean that God's a lie. He does not lie.
God does not lie.
His word, and he will not change his mind. And we have to truly believe and stand on God's word in the mighty name of Jesus. And I think even though I have went through and things, you know, didn't turn out the way that I expected to turn out, I thank God I went through the process because he was perfecting Christ within me. And now I'm a better person and a better state of mind because of trials and tribulations that I endured.
Wow. You're saying like David, it was good that I was afflicted. Hallelujah. Because then now you learn more of God's statutes. You know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. How can you know that God can do something if he does not bring you out of something? See, I can hear my lovey say, oh, girl, Angie, girl, God brought me out. I was having a financial problem. I hear her testimony. But I need to know for myself to know that I know that God is able. I have to go through these things. And yes, it's painful. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? Even through all those tests and trials, I am, too, a better person. I see I'm not as vulnerable and shitty-sweety with people and thinking. It's good to love people, but you got to know that people will bite you. You got to trust that God will send you the right people. You got to trust God in the midst of it all. And we as Christians, we got to be like Timex watches. We need to know that we can take a licking and keep on picking. And that's what we got to be. Because you know what? We are precious to God. He loves us. And he has a plan for us. And listen, a plan that supersedes all this pain. And we are going to see good here in the land of living. But what about the afterwards? This is the rehearsal. And how we behave is going to see where we're going. We all have to spend eternity somewhere. Where are we going? There's heaven or hell. So my attitude and my disposition is going to either put me in heaven or hell, because God said, choose this day who you're going to serve. So when I allow my problems to take me out the will and the purpose of God, I'm a loser. So I got to stand my ground and say, listen, devil, I see you. As Lovey just said, I see all y'all. I see how you're doing it. But I will not be moved by my circumstances. I will not be moved by what I see. I will not be moved by how I feel. I will not allow these things. things to dictate to me, because my Father says, I am more than a conqueror. That means I have been conquered, that I conquered this, and I'm going on. I'm still going to help others to be conquerors. Jesus said to David, Satan desire, to Peter, sorry, Peter, Simon, Satan desire to sift you unto wheat. But I'm praying that your faith will not fail you, that when you have overcome, strengthen your brother. Listen, I pray for every believer, for every person that's going through, even if they're not on this radio station, if they wherever they are, that their faith will not fail them. And when they have overcome this attack, that then they can strengthen their brother. That's my prayer, that we stay grounded in the Word of God. We stay put in the Word of God. And as Lovey just said, my beautiful friend, she just said, speak the Word. We got to speak the Word. Not only speak the Word, live the Word. You want to be successful? You have to meditate and be careful to do what it says. He told Joshua, be careful to do what this Word says. And that's what we got to do to be successful. Stand on God's Word. Stand on God's promises. And I'm going to see what Lovey got to say before we can move forward.
Amen. Nothing. I thank God that, even through the test of trials, we're still able to just open up our mouth and praise. And I can't speak for anybody else, but I can only speak for me. When I praise God, I don't care what I'm going through that day. I don't care what my body, my knees be hurt, my entire body be hurt. But you know what? I don't care what it is. Some days I have to lay in my bed. Husband will give me my meds. And so I have to be in my bed. I get my phone. He got me this speaker thing where I can connect my phone. And I blast my music like I'm in a studio. And I just begin to pray. Because listen, the way I see it is this. Who else am I going to praise? I'm not praising anybody else. I'm going to praise God. And so this is my medicine. I can't see what anybody else, how they feel about it. But I tell you what, the more we keep our mouths closed, the longer we'll find ourselves in heaven. But says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Yes. And so I'm praising him right while I'm going through whatever it is that I'm going through. And I'm not only praising him and thanking him, for what he's doing for me. I'm thanking him for all of my sisters and brothers in Christ for their breakthrough as well. And that's one thing we need to learn how to do. Sometimes we get so busy. Oh, God, I need you to do this. Oh, God, I need you to do that. And we forget all about our brothers and sisters. You understand what I'm saying? And then God says, see, that's why I'm not giving you what you want right now, because you're selfish. I don't hear you praying for nobody else, but what are you going through? You know what I mean? And so it's the same way when our brothers and sisters, when they start doing awesome things in the kingdom, some of us don't even like to say congratulations or high five or nothing. You know what I mean? And God says, I don't like that. That's jealousy. And so listen, we have to be mindful. We need to be praising God, not just for our breakthroughs, but for the breakthroughs of our brothers and our sisters in Christ who are going through the same thing. So that's all I have, other than keep on praising God. Stay focused on him. Yes, the storms may blow. The winds may come strong. We might bend a little, but we will be okay, because God is not going to leave us. He has us. And remember that the joy, not the happiness of the Lord, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he will give us strength to endure. Amen. Amen. Praisers. If you're not a praiser, the Bible says, ask God. Ask God for what you want. Ask. Ask him, Lord, show me how to really, really praise you, not just from out of emotions, but show me how to praise you for who you are. I'm telling you, if you're not a praiser, if you're not a worshiper, you need to catch up. That's all I can say. You need to catch up, because God is worthy to be praised, and never let anybody steal your praise. Never.
Amen.
Never. I heard Tremaine Hawkins sing a song before. She went through so much. She said, but I never lost my praise. And I can testify to that. Amen. Amen. Got to be a praiser. Amen. Praise your way right on through. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone wants to say something, you can press one now. I see there's a few people on the line. If you choose to want to say something, you can press one, and Pastor Keisha will put you on the line. If not, we'll just go forth. Time is running out, but I just want to just, someone wants to say something? Okay. Caller what? What's the
list? 857.
857, caller?
I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for this call. It was awesome. And I just wanted to say, Apostle Angela, I love you. Pastor Keisha, I love you. And
we love you too. That's my girl right there. Holy Minister, how are you?
How? Standing firm is not an easy thing, necessary thing.
Amen.
Not an easy
thing,
but it's necessary thing. Yes.
Amen.
God does know the plan that he has for us.
He
so
does.
We just stick with the plan, it'll be all right.
Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Thank you, love. Thank you.
Thank you.
254.
Thank you, Minister Shannon, by the way. I appreciate you. Hi, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm
so glad to hear your voice.
It was a very good message tonight. As y'all know, I have been dealing with a lot these past few weeks. And, you know, I've had a few setbacks because of appointments and whatnot. And the whole time I was like, okay, I can get through this. I know I'll get through this. I have people praying for me. And then I had a setback today. And I was just like, I was in tears because I was like, you know what? This isn't going to work. This is what's going on. And I felt so overwhelmed. And then Ty told me, We're going to get through this. It's going to be
Amen.
Okay. So
Amen.
I always enjoy listening to y'all speak. It's always when I listen in that it has to do with me. And I'm like, okay, this is nothing but the Holy Ghost. Because it's always when I'm able to listen in, it's always, I feel like it's directed towards me. But
awesome.
Thank you for y'all's time. Thank
Amen.
Y'all for y'all's time, and I always enjoy listening to y'all. And hi, Pastor Keisha.
We love you, girl. And thank you for your love and support. Thank you. And you will get through it, okay? It's going to work for your good.
Amen.
All right, Missy. Love you. Mwah! Kisses.
Love you, too.
Amen. Anybody else that want to say something? We give God glory. We give God praise. We thank you for listening to our show. Let's talk real talk. And sometimes you really get down. I just want to leave this with you, that God has a plan in the future and a hope for you, a plan to prosper you. Don't matter what it looks like. Do not look at the natural. As Lovey say, look at the supernatural. Be like a Timex lock. Take the licking and keep on ticking. And you know why you're going to keep on ticking? Because you are more than a conqueror. Why? Because God is for you. And if God be for you, what and who to be against you? Our God loves us. He's our Abba Father. He's our daddy. We know who we belong to. And as long as you know who you belong to, you know that you can come boldly before the throne of grace and obtain more grace to go forward in the Lord. Don't give up. Hold on. Jesus loves you, and so do we. We appreciate you stopping by and listening, and hope it will be a blessing unto you. If there's anyone that's not saved, that want to be saved before we leave, because we do not want to shut down the program unless anybody that wants to give their life to God, say so now. Okay, everybody says, glory be to God. Lovey, if you want to just say a little bit about what you got going on, I don't mind. We are all building the kingdom. Hey, we together, I'm going to support you as much as I can. Go ahead, girl.
Amen, amen. I have a book that you can pre-order your book now. It's called Today is a New Day, Prophetically Speaking. You can go and check out my website, www.nmcic.org, and get your order. It's a campaign that I'm doing to get 40 books, 40 pre-sales, to go ahead and get this launched. I also have a radio show on Wednesdays called His Heart Speaks, and that's at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we also do, Pastor Keisha is one of our lead intercessors, where we do on Tuesday, we call it Tuesday Travailing, where we intercede on the behalf of the people. And that is at every Tuesday at 12 noon. And you guys are welcome to join us there or leave us a request, and we can pray for you as well. And that is exciting about my first 12 noon Central Standard Time.
Lovey, uh-huh. Let me to interrupt you. That's 12 noon, your time. And
right,
1 o'clock.
1 p.m. Right, Eastern Standard Time. Yes. And also, I'm excited about the first, my production that we're doing at the conference this year. It's from my first book, Broken Chains. And so if you know anybody, any of you want to be a part of that, it's on my page. Let me know. I just believe that we should, you know, be that vessel that opens up the door to help other people and show their gifts and their talents as well. So I really enjoy doing that. So that is all that I have.
Yeah, I'm excited for our conference in March. I can't wait. I'm so excited to be coming back and being a speaker. I am just excited about the things that God is doing. Amen. And next week will be on next Thursday. And somebody wants to say something, you said? Okay. Next Thursday, we'll be on at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, lovey time. I really appreciate all y'all listening. Just keep the faith and keep pushing. God is creating something beautiful. Amen. And just go get it. Just go get it. I love you all. Be blessed.
Amen.
Have a good night, y'all. Thank
you
so much.
We love you guys. Amen.